To the editor. As a citizen, parent, teacher, grandparent, and local community contributor for many years, it concerns me greatly that our standards of communication have deteriorated substantially. It is our role as citizens, parents, and teachers to educate and model for each other and our children a respectful conversation about issues that challenge our community, country, and the world. Our conversations need to accurately reflect our ideas gathered from research, science, democratic constitutions, and the rule of law. No one should be confronted with foul, demeaning, or inaccurate statements gained from misleading websites, conspiracy theories, or political interests. As citizens, journalists, teachers, parents, or a combination of each, it is our responsibility to sort through the maze of information continually coming at us and express our viewpoints in a way that fosters positive discussion rather than division. Whether we are active in politics or not, we need to respect the hard work of those who are brave enough to take on the challenge of running a municipality, province, or country. As our Prime Minister steps down, I would like to thank him for his dedication and diplomacy with others as he addressed national, international, economic, health, pandemic, family, environmental, housing, and so many other important issues of today. Too few of us are willing to step up in this way given the way our democratically elected leaders are attacked online, in person, or through today's social media-driven world. F. Trudeau. Signs are extremely inappropriate and contribute to division rather than solutions. This language in no way models appropriate problem-solving communication skills for our children, so desperately needed in order to confront our future together. Attacking an individual's character only serves to hinder rather than help develop a well-functioning democracy. Please do your part to help eliminate misinformation and hurtful communication often exercised by self-serving corporate or political interests. Karen Cobb, North Bay.